Pioneer Network Stereo Receiver SXN30AE, Past and Present, an autobiographic review by Pedro Henriquez for HiFiClub.net. Pedro Henriquez remembers his childhood when the family listened to music on a Pioneer receiver. I was born in 1977, at a time when JVH, my father, and now chief editor of HiFiClub.net, had not yet entered the world of high-end audio. He once told me that he had built his speakers and amplifiers himself, using parts he had ordered from Wilmslow Audio in the UK and were sometimes withheld by the customs. He later bought a Quad 33 and 303 system. He never got rid of his first amplifier, a Pioneer stereo receiver he bought in 1974 when he returned home from the war, so my mother told me. I remember being fascinated by the bluish glow of the AM and FM radio display when I was about 5 or 6. So, the light, not the sound, first attracted me to hi-fi. And I loved playing with all the shiny silver buttons that made it look like a toy for adults. After almost 40 years, the Pioneer receiver still works, only the electrolytic capacitors are new. When HiFiClub.net received a Pioneer SXN30AE network stereo receiver from Sarte Audio for testing, I got so nostalgic that I asked the editor to let me do the test. The silver knobs are still there, even if they are now made of aluminium and no longer as shiny as the original chrome-plated ones. The wooden sleeve and side panels are also gone, unfortunately. And the alphanumeric display has lost the bluish glow that used to beguile me so much. It still has AM and FM radio, as in the old days, and also the appropriate antennas, included. But a network stereo receiver suggests that we are standing in front of a time gate that allows us to pass through into the radio universe of Pandora, TuneIn and iHeartRadio. In 50 years, the world has changed from analog to digital. Everything comes to our homes via the internet. We can listen to radio stations from all over the world, and music is now served in high definition via streaming, without the need for physical media. We live now, we are told, in a brave digital new world since Pioneer was founded in 1938 by Nozomu Matsumoto, although the SXN30AE still offers the option of connecting an analog turntable, MM, only, or digital external sources. And, if you fancy, even a cassette player, an analog medium I still remember well. However, it does not have an HDMI input, so the only way to connect it to the TV is also via the analog input. Simply connect your phone to the SXN30AE via Chromecast or Bluetooth, plus Flare Connect and DTS Play-Fi, to access services from Spotify, Deezer, Tidal, Kobo, which offer subscriptions with tens of millions of tracks, or your archives stored on hard drives via USB. The AB-class amplifier, direct energy technology, delivers over 100 watts into 8 ohms and can easily power any pair of modern speakers. It features a PSU with two huge 8,200 microfarads capacitors and a laminated EI transformer that produces less noise than toroidal transformers. The SX30NAE can play wave and FLAC encoded files at up to 24-bit 192 kHz and DSD at up to DSD 128. I had no trouble connecting it to external sources, like the CD player, via coaxial and RCA, and, via USB, the hard drive that I borrowed from JVH with hundreds of high-resolution tracks to show that the SXN30AE is compatible with PCM 192 kHz and DSD 128. It was also easy to connect it to my phone via Bluetooth to play music from Tidal, but at first, the SXN30AE would not connect to my home Wi-Fi network, especially via Ethernet. The manual and remote control didn't seem to help, so I had to install the control app to work it out. Two Pioneer apps are available in the Google Play Shop, for Android, the remote control app, recommended by Pioneer, and the Play-Fi music control app. Surprisingly, I got better results when browsing Tidal with the latter. If you are considering buying this Pioneer receiver in Portugal, do it at an official dealer like Imacustica, where an expert will help you navigate the digital pebble path and save you a lot of time. In Spain, contact Sarte Audio. I listened first by myself to the SXN30AE using a pair of Sonos Faber monitor speakers, and next in the company of JVH, with a pair of Devor Audio Micro. And we were both surprised at how smoothly they worked together and how well the amplifier and speakers complemented each other. Normally, you match amplifiers and speakers based on price. A €750 amplifier, like this SXN30AE, is usually matched to a pair of speakers that cost up to €1,500, say €2,000 maximum, not a €5,000 Devor Micro pair, like the one JVH is now testing. And yet, this is the only way to find out what this cheap Pioneer receiver can do for music playing. And it can do more than expected. The Devor Micro would indeed sound good even if connected directly to a mobile phone, just kidding. but here the Devors stepped back and let the pioneer show off its almost Buddhist attitude towards music without imposing any character or coloration. Tonal balance has priority over detail retrieval and dynamics, yet both are still above par in this price range. The SXN30AE exudes warmth and musicality, not normally found in mainstream electronics consumed by young people who just like to crank up the volume with hip-hop, not listen to real music. And even the volume control rises the level ever so gently, although it has to go up quite a bit with less sensitive speakers, which was not the case with the Micros, 88 decibels. In the good old Pioneer tradition of the 70s, the SXN30AE also has tone controls. But I wouldn't use them unless necessary. I grew up listening to Pioneer sound from childhood, and that may have influenced my taste. But JVH has heard the best amplifiers in the world, and he also gave a thumbs up for approval when he heard Leonard Cohen's famous Blue Raincoat by Jennifer Warnes, with Paul Ostermeyer's saxophone melting like hot chocolate. And he was also surprised by the quality of the headphone output circuitry that can drive difficult loads like the Hi-Fi Man HE1000, where many more expensive ones fail miserably. Note: use the tone controls to tame the treble and push the bass for better results. Having heard million-dollar sound systems recently, when I visited the city of Porto, check the reports, it's reassuring to know that you can also hear good music for a few hundred bucks. Thank you for listening. If you have enjoyed it, please share it with friends.